So, this morning we're going to talk about forgiveness, guys. And obviously, the devil doesn't want us to talk about forgiveness because it's just a pain in his butt. And he has yet to experience forgiveness because he's unforgiving. So, we want to just nail another foot of his to the floor today by stepping into a new arena of freedom in our walk in forgiveness. Forgiveness, understanding forgiveness for ourselves, and understanding that actually forgiveness is a gift to us. It's a gift, and it's actually a gift for other people when we catch what forgiveness means. So I want to start with Matthew 26, verse 28. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I grew up quite often with my dad, who I love. But my dad was quite a critical chap, and I lived with the you have never, you can't, you won't ever be, you will never do. So for me, I grew up feeling that I would never achieve anything, that I wasn't worth anything, literally, that no one would ever want me, and that even God wouldn't want me because, as I was told, I should have been drowned at birth because I was so ugly. So we just rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and I just thank the Lord for the healing that has taken place in me, where I understand God's forgiveness for me, but actually that I have been able to be on a journey where I have been able to release forgiveness to my father, and in so have ended up with a real love for him. And actually he's in glory now, but I miss him. I actually miss him. And when I was younger, I never thought I would miss my father. I actually thought it would be the opposite. I'd be like, woohoo, he's gone. But actually, no, because of what God did in me and my understanding of forgiveness and how much I'd been forgiven, it enabled me to release this forgiveness to my father. And in so releasing forgiveness to him, I got healed up in me. So for me, forgiveness is a gift to me. It's, what he does with it is up to him. What other people do is up to them. But for you today, forgiveness is your gift. It is a gift from the Lord. So Matthew 26, verse 28 says, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for what? The forgiveness of sins." We're going to look at some of the original language this morning. I'm going to go through a few verses. And we're going to go through like the language of scripture and just to gain an understanding of what forgiveness means. Because forgiveness, although we read it as the same word, actually in scripture, it has different meanings. So we want to look at some of that today just to gain a really good understanding of what it means today. So this is the blood of the covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. The whole point of the blood of Jesus was that we could walk in forgiveness, that we could be forgiven. What does that look like? Well, number one, the word poured out, his blood was poured out. That word is ekkeo or ekkeo, as they try. Please, those that do the language, please don't, be offended if I mess it up. I'm doing my best here. So it's ekkeo, and it means to pour out and distribute largely over vast areas. It means to gush. So there was no sparing in the blood of God. It was a pouring out liberally to distribute globally. This blood of the Lord was poured out to cover everyone and everything. The word forgiveness in this passage is ephesis, ephesis. And that means to release from bondage or imprisonment, to pardon and let another go as though the crime of sin had never been committed. It means the removal of a penalty and a deliverance into liberty. Come on. So when the Lord says here, "This is my body," or "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins," he's actually saying that when you come to me and you accept what I have done for you, when you accept the power of my sacrifice and my resurrection, I have poured out my blood liberally in order that you would be released from bondage and imprisonment. So that means things that you have walked into, that you are held in because you have chosen to walk into that bondage, are things that you've started innocently and have become a bondage, and also imprisonment, things that you deserve punishment for. So the blood of Jesus is saying, he's saying to you today, because you've come to me, I have already released you from all your bondage and all your prisons. There's nothing that holds you anymore. You are free. I have set you in deliverance onto liberty. I have given you liberty today. I have pardoned you, and I have let go as though those things have never happened. So in the eyes of the Lord, those things that you've done, those things that you've said, those things that used to hold you, they don't exist in the eyes of the Lord anymore. They're gone. They're gone. You have complete liberty. You have complete freedom. You have had already complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. It doesn't mean that there's things that you don't need to put off of your life and then put on, clothe yourself with. But as far as the Lord is concerned, it is done. It is finished. You have been delivered. You've been set free. There is no prison that can hold you. There's no bondage that can hold you. This is good news today. It is good news. So it also means the removal of a penalty. So anything that we were deserving is gone. It's gone, people. There is no penalty. There is no punishment that we can be, that we are liable for, because he took it. He's already taken everything that we deserve. He has taken through the pouring out liberally of his blood. The word sin here is hamartia, and it means to violate God's law in thought and deed. And it means to wander away from the commands of God. And that can be either singularly or collectively together. So it could be something that you've done to violate God's law or commands in your life, or you've done it collectively in a group, or wandering away from the ways of God and the commands of God. So he's like, he's saying to you today, like, the violations that you've made against my law, they're wiped out from you. I've taken them away. Every time that you've wandered away from me, it's been washed away in my blood. Every time you've had that thought against someone or against yourself, I have washed that away. Every time that you have broken a command, I have taken the punishment for that. There is no penalty that is held against you in the eyes of my Father today. The Father sees you as perfect and holy. I just want you to take one, like about 30 seconds, and just think about that statement. God sees me as holy and perfect, completed. The next verse we want to look at is Mark 1, verse 4. You know, that forgiveness, that word forgiveness, ephesis, is actually forgiveness for the violation of the law of God and breaking commands. It's a very specific forgiveness. It's the sin in our life against God, okay, that we have broken the law, his law. Mark 1, verse 4 says, "And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." Again, John the Baptist appeared, and his whole thing was that he baptized people onto repentance. So they came repentant of their sin, and he baptized them into repentance, into that forgiveness. But whenever Jesus came and he was baptized, that was symbolic of when he was going to go to the cross. And it is that Jesus actually took the baptism of sin. So he took on the baptism of sin and the baptism of death. When sin and death came upon him, he was baptized into that. And he had to be baptized into that so that he could go into the battle, to win the battle, to take back the keys for your freedom and my freedom. So he became the baptism of sin. He became the baptism of death, the very things that were abhorrent to him, the very things that Father could not even gaze upon or look upon. Jesus became that for you and for me. And his baptism won the battle and took back the authority on earth, and it took back the keys that unlocked the doorway between heaven and earth for you and me, which means that we then have, it unlocked our forgiveness, it unlocked us, our freedom from sin, our freedom from death. Bible says, death, where is your sting? It is just a doorway for us. There's no fear in death for us because we just join in with where we're seated already in the heavenly places. I get so excited sometimes when I talk about dying. I'm like, it's not something I'm looking forward to, but at the same time, it's like the culmination of all things, isn't it? It's like all the things that you see in the spirit, all the things that you've read in the word, all the things that you've heard from other people about heaven. You're like, right at that moment, you are on the threshold of understanding everything that is all about and being in that place forever. So he opened the doorway for us, for heaven to earth. He ascended, he descended so we could ascend. Hebrews 9, chapter 22. Brilliant, brilliant. I love Hebrews. This is me trying to find it in my Bible. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. It says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There's no forgiveness, sorry. So here in this chapter, it's forgiveness is the same word as it was in Matthew 26. It was that aphesis. And it means, again, to release from bondage or imprisonment, to pardon and let another go, the removal of a penalty and deliverance into liberty. So again, he's saying, he's just affirming here that according to the law, that there's no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And that's why they had the ritual blood sacrifices for the sin of Israel, for the sin of the nation. So under Christ, under the law, the animal blood sacrifice released forgiveness. But under Christ, his blood brought eternal forgiveness and brought about the fulfillment of the law. So his blood, when his blood was shed and he died and he rose again, it was the fulfillment of the law of sin and death, that he fulfilled that law, that there was no longer any punishment for us. So let's go back to John chapter 20, verse 23. So that's the same word for forgiveness in Hebrews in relation to the law. Again, that it was a breaking of the law of God and that there had to be blood spilt. And Jesus was the fulfillment of that under the new covenant. That was a new covenant that was established, a once for all blood sacrifice. Come on, that we don't have to slaughter animals every day, you know, and that he has made that sacrifice for us, that and fulfilled the law. So John chapter 20, verse 23, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. Oh, my days. Let's look at that again. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. Do you understand the power that lies within you right now to release people from bondage? To release people from judgment. When you forgive someone their sins, as a priest in the kingdom of God, their sins are forgiven. You have the ability to forgive sin. You have the ability to forgive sin, or you have the ability to hold that judgment against someone. That is the power that you have. When I think again about my dad and some of the things that he would have been held in judgment for against me, some of the things that happened, but through my forgiveness, that will never be held against him because those things are forgiven. So this demonstrates like the incredible power that we have in our lives to release people from judgment. The word here to forgive, if you forgive anyone's sins, it's a completely different word. It's the word that says aphe ame, and it's a different word to the last forgiveness word. And actually, it's an action word. It calls for action in our lives. It means to walk away from, to leave behind, to let go of, to disregard. To walk away from, to leave behind, to let go of, and to disregard. So this word, if you forgive anyone's sins, means that you're actually choosing to release them, to walk away from any expectation, to let it go, to disregard, to completely set them free from any expectation. And where it says here that their sins are forgiven, if you do not forgive them, if you do not walk away, if you do not leave that thing and let it go, if you do not disregard it, if you take it on board and you do not let it go, that word for not forgiven is the actual word krateo. And it means to hold power over, to master or to rule. It means to control another in order that you will be powerful. In order that you will be powerful. So when we hold things against people that have hurt us or wounded us, it means that we have got something on them that we can destroy them with, usually verbally via gossip to other people. They did this. They did that. Did you know? Have you heard? Those are the things that speak judgment and condemnation and imprisonment to other people. How often have we been guilty, you know, myself included, where those words have so easily slipped off my tongue? Have you heard about, did you know, or they did this? But actually this not forgiving means that we're choosing to hold power over someone that is not our right to hold. And it means that there's no forgiveness for them, that there's this is held against them like a court account. But God is calling us here in this scripture. He's saying, I'm asking you, I'm calling you, I'm giving you the brave heart, I'm giving you the ability to walk away, to release them from judgment, to let them go, to disregard what they have done so that they can walk in freedom. And I want to take it a little bit further. If you go to Matthew 6, verse 15, I know we're jumping around a bit, but it's important. It's important. Matthew 6, verse 15. Starting at verse 14, if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So that's good to know. We all want to be forgiven, don't we? We all like desire to be forgiven. But do we desire that others are forgiven also with that same forgiveness that we have been forgiven? The next verse here says, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you. Your Father will not forgive you. And that word again is aphe ame. And it's, if you do not walk away and forgive others, then I will not walk away or release you when you fall by the wayside. This is what the Lord is saying to you today. If you do not walk away and forgive others, then I will not walk away or release you when you fall by the wayside. And I know that for me, I'm very fallible. And I need to know that if I fall, that God will forgive me. So my responsibility and my duty is to do the aphe ame, to walk away when others have offended me, to release them, to forgive them, to hold them up, to let go, to disregard what they have done and not take it on as an offense, not take it on to become bitter, not take it on to be a gossip about them or to hold this power over them. They did just to keep me protected. Because God says, if I don't do that, then he is not going to be there for me when I need to be forgiven. So let's skip over to Colossians 3:13, our great Bible study that we're doing at the moment, which I'm loving. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. It says here, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Bear with one another. Forgive one another. Forgive as you have been forgiven. So this bear with, that part, that those words right at the beginning of that verse, to bear with, is the word aneko. And that word means to hold up and enable to stand, to hold up and enable to stand, to sustain another, to endure with. So when someone has offended us or done something against us and they're in a sinful place, they've actually committed something that needs forgiveness. What is God asking us to do here? He's asking us to cover their shame. It doesn't excuse it. But he's saying, I want you to hold them up and enable them to stand. I want you to sustain them. I want you to pray for them. I want you to love them. I want you to endure with them and press through with them, just like I've pressed through with you. Just as I have journeyed with you, says the Lord, so I want you to journey with them. I want you to hold them in this place where they will come into a place of healing. The word forgiving here, forgive as you have been forgiven, is the word charitsome, charitsome. And it means to do something pleasant for, to do a favor for, to give graciously, and to persevere for one in peril, to persevere for one in peril. So it's to show blessing when blessing is not deserved. It's coming in the opposite spirit. It's a spirit of love and a spirit of power. So instead of us doing the he said, she said, we want to be those ones that walk away from, it's not that it didn't happen, but we want to be ones that can walk away and leave it behind us, not take it on board, to let it go, to disregard it, so that we don't hold that power over people. It's not who we're called to be. We're called to be those that instead of controlling people, that we're called to bear with them. We're called to hold them up, to enable them to stand, to sustain each other, to endure together until we come to that place of healing. I mean, who here this morning has ever been in a place where they've needed mercy from others? You know, I have. You've needed people to cover your shame and to understand that, you know, that you need forgiveness as well, and to walk with you in that journey, to hold you up and sustain you in that place. Even people that you've hurt, even people that you've wounded. And then we'll go to Hebrews 8, verse 12. It says, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sin no more. Come on. I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sin no more. Come on. And this word forgive here is helios, and it means to release mercy over, to be merciful. You know, Jesus became mercy. How did he become mercy? He forgave. He took our sin. He became helios. He became mercy through the baptism in the cross. He became helios by going into hell and battling for our freedom. He became helios when he took the keys of authority back on earth and established them and gave us the keys of heaven and earth. He took the keys of sin and death. He took the keys of everything that can bring sin into your life or bring death to your soul. He took that. He became Helios. He became forgiveness for you and for me. So today it's like, I want to release this challenge to us today that for each of us, I'm sure for each of us, there are things or people, maybe it's you that you need to forgive. Maybe there's things in your life that you need to forgive yourself for, that you need to forgive yourself for, that you've done or said, that you've never had a chance to make right. Maybe it's things that others have done to you. Maybe it's thoughts that you've battled with or behaviors that you've battled with, that you need God to be Helios for you today, to be mercy for you today, so that you can be mercy for others, so that you can be the aphetami, that you can be the one that walks away and pushes others forward and endures with them and lifts them up and bears with them and gives to them and blesses them, so that love will win their heart and soften their heart so that they can come out of that place of bitterness into a place of freedom. So for me, I want to be that person. And I want to set that challenge today to you. Is God your Helios today? Is he your mercy? And if so, are we going to be the aphetami? Are we going to be the ones that release others from what we hold against them? Are we going to release our power over them? And instead of being powerful to hold them, we're going to be powerful to hold them up. We're going to be powerful to walk with them and sustain them and endure with them. Are we going to be the ones that release the aphesis of Christ over them from bondage and imprisonment, the blood of Jesus, to pardon them, to let them go? I want to be that person. So I have a statement just before we go into communion this morning. I have a statement that I've written for me and that I would like to give you the opportunity to speak out this morning. Those of you that want to, those of you that are ready to do this, because this is a big thing, releasing people from a hold that you've had over them and releasing yourself, forgiving yourself, letting yourself be healed up. Letting that mercy of God, that Helios forgiveness come before you. So if that's you this morning, I want you to repeat this with me this morning. You see it okay? Yeah. So Father, throughout my years, just repeat it after me. Throughout my years or with me, I have both in my thoughts and actions violated your laws and commands. I have held unforgiveness toward others. I have wandered from your ways in how I treat those you love. Your law required that a blood sacrifice be made for the forgiveness of my sin. But Jesus, you became that blood sacrifice for me. You became the ultimate sacrifice and the fulfillment of the law for me. John preached a baptism of repentance for forgiveness. But Jesus, you became that baptism for me. You were baptized into my sin and my death. You won the battle for me. You took back the keys of my freedom that unlocked the doorway for me from heaven to earth and opened the heavens for me to find you. You released me from bondage and imprisonment. Come on. You pardoned me fully and let me go. Woohoo! You removed the penalty of sin and delivered me into liberty. Come on, Jesus. I choose today to walk away from bitterness and unforgiveness toward those who have sinned against me. I choose today to let them go just as you let me go, to release them into liberty as I have been released. I choose not to hold their actions or words over them or to control or manipulate them because of what they have done or said. I choose to be powerful and release my hold over them in the spirit realm. I release my control over them in the spirit realm. that they too can know liberty through forgiveness. As I walk in my liberty, I will choose to hold up, sustain, and to endure with those who struggle to forgive around me, those who have wounded me or my household. I will, with your love in me, show a better way. I will choose to release mercy and be merciful, just as you have released mercy and continue to be merciful to me. I will choose to be gracious and persevere for them in prayer. I will release your favor toward them, and when possible, do something kind to bless them. I choose your ways. I choose your baptism, Jesus, that for me to live is Christ, and letting go of my old ways that has died and will release life to those around me. Thank you for your blood that brought my liberty and released me from punishment. Thank you for your love that fiercely pursues my heart day by day and enables me to walk away from bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. I declare over my life today, because of the blood sacrifice of Jesus, I have the fullness of the Godhead within me. I walk in liberty and freedom. I am free from the law of punishment and death. I am powerful to forgive, come on, because of the power that dwells inside of me. I have the power to release others into the same freedom and liberty that I have been released unto me. I release pardon, mercy, and blessing to the same measure that I have received. Amen. 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 So in that, let's just take time after that and just let us think about the power of the blood of Jesus, what we've spoken about this morning, that forgiveness. And let's just do a personal communion this morning. We're not going to speak. We're just going to let you have your elements. I'm just going to thank the Lord for the blood and wine. So, Father, we just thank you. Jesus, we thank you for your body. We thank you, Lord, that we're made whole, that we are healed, that our healing is in you, Jesus. And, Lord, as we break this bread this morning, God, we declare healing over our lives, God, over our physical being, over our mind, over our emotions. We declare healing, God, for those that we love. We declare healing for those that are sick, for those that we pray for, Lord. And Father, as we take your cup, Lord, today, Lord, we thank you for the blood of forgiveness, the blood that releases us from bondage and imprisonment, the blood that takes away every penalty that we are due, the blood that lifts our head from shame. Thank you that we can remember that you are mercy to us, Lord. And Lord, that we would come to this place, God, where we are strong to release mercy to others, to hold them up and sustain them, to be a blessing to them, to bring them through also into the place of healing and forgiveness. In Jesus' name. Let's just take a few minutes and just take some time with the Lord and talk to him about what we've been doing this morning.